Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the New Way Power Hour, where our focus is always healing. I am Charlene Stringfield, and I'm a spiritual healer, a spiritual counselor, a guardian angel communicator, and I'm here tonight with my best friend and co-host, Jean Castor. Hello, Jean. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, Charlene. Thanks for asking. And welcome, everyone, to another episode of the New Way Power Hour, where our focus is always healing. It's really good to be here tonight. And like Charlene says, my name is Jean Castor. And Charlene and I are both spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators. And all of the healings you will receive tonight are divine based. We are the facilitators of these healings, and we give God all the glory. These healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. During the entire broadcast, you will be receiving Diksha energy. This energy awakens the enlightenment process. And also, I will sing the Reiki codes that send out Reiki at the highest form through vibration. And Charlene will then facilitate a major house healing. And after the major house healing, we will go straight to the phone lines first and give everyone on the phone lines a message from their guardian angel, and then to the chat room, giving the chat room guests a message. So if you're in the chat room, please type your first name in and let me know that you'd like to be on my list. And if you're on the phone lines, make sure you press 1 that lets me know you would like a live message. Back to you, Charlene.
Thank you, Jean. And before we get started, I always ask everyone if you'll set up a proxy list. And that is a list to where anybody you think that could benefit from this healing will receive it. I highly recommend you put your animals on there. And always know that we never overcome anyone's free will. So if this healing goes out to someone who their soul chooses not to receive it, well, they will not receive it. So if you'll set up your proxy list, I will start us out with a prayer and begin the healing. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, please put your hands upon the New Way Power Hour and bless everyone with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance. I ask that everyone feel your essence and presence here tonight and experience you and embrace this healing and integrate it with grace and ease and comfortability. God, Goddess, Creator of all, I'd like to put in a divine miracle healing request for everyone here tonight. Whatever your will and their will is to match, I ask that whatever they are seeking, that it be granted in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. All right, now I will begin with the healing. In the name of the light, New Way healers, would you please come down and give everyone a New Way healing? They will be removing 800,000 layers off of you tonight. They will be clearing your chakras, your art field, your life path, your guide team. Jesus is the head of this team, and the archangels, they are the healers, and Jesus and Lady Nada are the main healers on this team. So I'm asking, Mother God, would you please take everyone apart, and would you please give them a brand new set of chakras, a brand new power source, a brand new processor? New Way healers, please clear everyone's relationship space, their career space, their sexual space. Pull all of those areas and them as a whole out of struggle and survival. Shift, God, Goddess, Creator of all, shift everyone into divine, true love-based. Please clear and remove all fear, pain, suffering, lack, sickness, illness, disease, injuries and addictions, anything creating it or causing it. Jesus, would you please clear everyone's rose, rejuvenate, regenerate, and activate everyone's tree of life and apply a life force healing. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please restore everybody's personal power, personal honor, personal integrity, personal dignity, guarantee that their belief gauge in themselves is up to 100%, guarantee all of their gauges are connected up to Creator of All and Divine Supply, including their having this gauge and I can have it gauge. Any self-doubt, please clear it and remove it. Any blame, shame, pain, guilt, or self-punishment, resentment, or regret, please name it and whoosh it on away. Please clear and remove any programming or pattern that would keep people either in the past or in the future. The past is regret. The future is worry and anxiety. Please clear all of those energies and emotions off of everyone. Let's take everyone up to the goddesses. Goddesses, please open everyone's up. Clear all inner layers. Clear their brain, their mind, their inner dialogue. Please clear any mind trauma, heart trauma, soul wounds, heart wounds, and heal those areas. And I'd like to ask Archangel Michael, and would you please come down with your band of mercy? And I'd like to also ask the all of the spiritual healers to clear any spiritual viruses. All the psychic surgeons, please come in. Any soul viruses, clear and remove it. Archangel Michael, please clear everyone's space, their life path, and guarantee that their guide team is 100% light. Any unauthorized energies or cords into them, anyone unauthorized on their guide team, please clear and remove it. Please go through everyone's space and look for any personal portals or portals within. Please clear everyone's chakras. Go through every one of their chakras and clear their chakras on chart 5 and chart 26. Amadeus healers, would you please send your healings down to everyone and use all of the codes? And I'd like to ask all of the Reiki masters, the Diksha blessing givers, and the Laho Chi healing masters to please give everyone, send your healing energy down to everyone. Clear and remove any separation or division programming or patterns, any blocks to hearing or seeing God. Mother God, would you please activate everyone's divine spark, their divine feminine spark, their angel light, guarantee their brain power is on, their memory power, clear their memory chip, their brain chip, guarantee that their spiritual power, their mental and emotional power, their physical body power, their energy and vitality power, and the creator of it is turned on. Guarantee their money and wealth power is turned on and the creator of it is turned on. Please clear and remove any blocks to prosperity and abundance. Angels of the violet flame, please immerse everyone in the violet flame 1 billion times fold. And I'd like to ask the crystal healers and the star angel healers to please come down and give everybody a healing of your nature. To ask the divine fairy queen to come down with all of your fairies, and let's raise everybody's joy levels up to its highest. Turn on their joy buttons. And just whoosh everybody's energies, any energies that's not theirs, clear and remove it and give them a positive, negative energy balance. Let's guarantee that third chakra is at 100%. Any sadness or grief, oppression, repression, depression, suppression, enslavement, entrapment, imprisonment, or misery programming and patterns. Please clear and remove it and anything creating or causing it and allowing it. Guarantee everybody's life path is beautifully and perfectly cleared. Guarantee their connection, the source is perfect. Please, Mother God, activate their hand chakras, clear all of the chakras. And Mother God, would you please step into everyone's body and empower them, turn on their inner healer, their codes of light. Apollo, please come down and strengthen everybody as a soul. Goddesses, please send everybody the power of the goddess. And God, Goddess, Creative All, please send everybody the power of the Godhead. And God, Goddess, Creative All, would you please open up all minds and energy minds that there are to everyone's morphic field and morphogenetic field. Clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsessions, all obsession cords. Please guarantee the obsession is cleared. And please open up everyone's unconscious mind, their subconscious mind, their superconscious mind, and their I am consciousness. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, please clear and clean all of these minds and energy minds and heal them with your divine Creator of all miracle healing energy. Please bring everybody's mind back together as one and connect their minds up to the mind of Creator of all. Connect their soul to their mind to their body. Guarantee everybody is grounded to the earth, connected up to Creator of all. They're in their heart. They're in their highest of consciousness. Their life force is strong and powerful. Jesus, guarantee their rose is clear. All of their abilities are working. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please waterfall everyone with your divine light, powerful, beautiful, Creator of all miracle healing energy. Guarantee their energy is pulled in, their band is cleared, all of their chakras are running at 100% optimal levels. Guarantee all organs and glands and body systems are reset, reprogrammed, and rebooted to work at 100% optimal levels. Tiredness and fatigue, please clear all worldly and planetary energies. Any group consciousness programs of their families or any male group consciousness or female group consciousness programs that's plugged into them or any kind of government group consciousness programs. Any unauthorized energies within them, clear and remove it, whoosh it on away, dissipate in the light, any vows, contracts, and agreements to have it, and hold it. Please clear everyone's divine pattern and shift it into divine, true, love-based, and guarantee that only divine energy is running their personal universe and their divine pattern. Anything other than 100% pure divine light. In the name of Jesus, I am directing and ordering you to reveal yourself and to leave now. Get out now. God, Goddess, Creator of all, return everyone to divine, true, love-based. Guarantee everybody's happiness and joy and love and peace and calmness. Turn to them. Bless everyone with the power of forgiveness, the power of love, the power of happiness and joy and peace. Jesus, guarantee their heart is totally and fully awakened and connected to Creator of all. Please clear any seeds of craziness, madness, insanity, unstableness, mental or emotional disturbances, whoosh it on out of everyone. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, please put your hands upon everybody's head and infuse it with so much light and clear balance and harmonize their left and right hemispheres of their brain and apply a spiritual healing and a Star David. Guarantee their pineal gland is cleared. and that it's producing melatonin, serotonin, and dopamine. Guarantee their brain is producing dopamine as it should, and their pineal gland is producing the endorphins. Guarantee everything is functioning at 100%. Please bless everyone with the great all. Everybody's life path looks good. Everybody is clearing really, really good. Jinshin Jitsu healers, please come down and balance everybody's energies out and apply all of the flows five times fold. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please apply a cranial sacral adjustment five times fold. Clear everybody's fifth chakra. Guarantee everything is returned to love and that everybody feels good. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please power up everyone with their own divine, true, authentic self. Please clear and remove any parental programming and patterns off of them or their lineage. Jesus, please apply a full cellular cleansing. Remove any cells or stem cells that are unhappy and unwell and bring in brand new cells and stem cells that are happy, healthy, and well. Mother God, please bring in the power of the 18 miracles. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, whatever each person is seeking, I ask that it be granted and that energy and that power be restored to them and whatever, wherever they're needing a miracle in their life, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically, or all of that. I ask in your name that it be granted right this minute. Guarantee everybody's vibration, their consciousness, and frequency is raised up to self-love, self-acceptance, self-forgiveness, enlightenment, and the 12 attributes of God. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please lead and guide everyone and fill them up with your divine light, love, and energy, and surround everyone with millions and millions of archetypes of angels and divine light fairies to flap their wings and send them love, 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 to keep their thoughts positive and God-centered. Please give everyone an attitude adjustment, a divine attunement, and shift all negativity off of their inner dialogue. Clear and remove it, anything creating and causing it. Clear and remove it and shift their inner dialogue to positive, all of their thought forms to positive. Clear everyone on chart 5 and chart 26. High self guarantee. Everyone, every healing is applied. Everyone is clear. And I'd like to ask all of the angels in the heavens right at this moment to send your healing energy down to everyone. God, Goddess, Creator of all, send your energy into everyone and plug them into you. Everyone can feel your essence and presence. Okay, folks, this healing is over. I'm going to pass it to Jean Castor, and she's going to sing the Reiki codes. Jean?
Thank you for facilitating that wonderful healing, Charlene. I felt it. Okay, go ahead and please set your intentions for where you would like Reiki to go on your physical body, to your home, your property, to your car, to your animals, absolutely, and to your plants in your home or to your garden. You may have a garden outside to send the Reiki to the garden. Everything of this earth loves the energy of Reiki. The first code I will be calling in through singing, through my voice, is the Chokurei, and it's the power symbol, and it opens the rainbow bridge, and it calls down the power of the white light. It opens the spirit doorway for healing, and it seals, protects, and blesses. The Seheki is the mental and the emotional symbol, and it opens and clears the subconscious. It cuts through negativity. It clarifies, and it sets boundaries, and it heals negative patterns and breaks addictions. The Hunshaze Shonin is the distance symbol, and that is me sending the energy out to you through this symbol and the codes with it. And it's like a laser beam that slices through time and space, and it directs healing through past, present, and future. It heals the whole timeline. The Dicomio is the master symbol. It's the great purifier, and it enhances and activates all the other symbols that I'm sending out to you. Raku is like a lightning bolt, and it clears obstructions. Kriya is about perfect balance and perfect action, and it balances your energy, and it raises your awareness. So please set your intentions and sit back and take deep breaths. Chokore, chokore, chokore. 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 Seki, seki, seki. 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 Hanshaze shonen. Hanshaze shonen. Hanshaze shonen. Hanshaze shonen. Hanshaze shonen. Hanshaze shonen. Dicomio. Dicomio, dicomio, dicomio. Raku. Seki, seki, seki. Seki, seki, seki. Kriya. 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 Natakuye Oyasu. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Charlene, back to you.
Thank you, Jean. I love it when you do that. Those codes are, we used to have a dog that whenever Jean would sing those, she'd be howling. We put her outside and so we could listen to the, you know, that everybody wouldn't hear, but you could still hear. She had a soulful howl. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and begin with the house healing. So if you have a home office or a property that you would like this major house healing to go to, just put that address out there. And I recommend that if you have, for instance, we have an RV and several cars and several buildings on our property, to put those out there that you want the entire property and everything in it and on it to receive this healing as well. All right, in the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon all of these homes and properties and infuse them with so much light and send them the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all. Please waterfall all of these homes with agape and the highest of Creator of all healing energy. Please fill up all these homes with infinite levels of divine healing roses. 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below, grounded to the earth, connected up to Creator of all, and pop these healing roses and send them down to the center of the earth for transmutation. New Way healers, please come down to all of these homes and properties and remove 10 million layers off of them. Archangel Michael, could you please come down with your band of mercy and give all of these homes and properties a complete spirit releasement and a space clearing. Any portals or openings to other dimensions, please clear, close, and block them with light. If they will not remain closed, please move them to where they cannot harm any humans or animals. Angels of the violet flame, please immerse all of these homes and property with the violet flame. Jesus and Lady Nada, would you please come down to all of these homes and properties and addresses and fuse them with supernatural peace and supernatural unconditional love. God bless all of these homes and property. Connect them all up to you. Ground them to the earth and shift everything in all of these homes and properties and addresses, everything on it and in it, to 100% divine, true, love-based and clear, and remove any pain, suffering, fear and lack, sickness, illness, disease, injury and addiction, and anything created it, creating it and causing it. Whoosh these homes and properties and bless them with love. Amen. All right, folks, that's it for the house healing. And remember, you know, on these weeks that we don't do these shows, and, you know, last week we apologized. We had to, I think it was last week, or 2 weeks ago, we had to cancel because we were having thunder and lightning in here, and they say you can get lightning struck through the telephone, so we didn't have it. But anyway, you can go back and listen to these shows in the archives, and the healing is just as powerful. Gene and I actually do that. So I'm going to pass it over to Gene. And Gene, do we have anybody on the phone line?
Well, yes, we do, Charlene, and we have several chat room guests that are on my list to get a message as well. So we'll go ahead and start with the first caller on the line. The last four digits of this caller's number are 5550. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, it's Jane.
Okay, Jane. All right, Jane, first thing I see with you is I see an angel standing right behind you, and it's interesting. It's definitely your guardian angel, and it's the female. We have three guardian angels. There's a male for protection, a female for nurturing, and one that is a messenger that does a lot of different things. But your female guardian angel is working with you, and she says you're needing nurturing at this time. So she's working directly with you. She wants you to know that you're in a challenge in your life, but you are right where you're supposed to be, and that you are doing a good job meeting this challenge. You have a deer working with you that is about being gentle with yourself. So while you're going through this challenge or whatever it is that you're going through, to please be gentle with yourself. You've also got a bear working with you, which is about introspection and protection. So there's things coming up for you to look at, and your guardian angel is to look at and change and shift into a different mindset and let go of older old behaviors. But she says you're doing a good job, and keep doing what you're doing. So good luck with all that, and thanks for following the show, Jane.
Okay, and thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 7813. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, thank you. My name is Tasha.
Tasha, your guardian angel is saying it's important that you know that you are protected, that she's there with you, protecting you as well as your animal guide. And she's saying that in knowing that you are safe and protected, it's important that you trust your intuition. And she's saying that there are times when you second-guess your intuition, that voice in your head that says, well, maybe you should wait and do this, Tasha, or this is a good step for you to take, Tasha. So she says to trust your intuition. And usually I see angels give this message around either the first of the year or around their person's birthday, but she wants you to look at your past year, and it's like taking a review of everything that's happened in the past year. And she said, you know, look at it for yourself because you know best what happened in your life this past year. And whatever you need to change, that you feel that you need to change or heal, resolve with determination to heal it, to change it, to move forward, or to let it go, which is another way of healing. Anything that feels kind of unbalanced or not quite right to you. And then that's, again, she's saying, Tasha, trust your intuition because that's a strong gift that you have. And sometimes, like she's saying again, sometimes you second guess it. I'm seeing a bear with you, Tasha, and a bear is about protection and introspection, going within. And that's a good animal guide to have when you look back at your year and see, you know, where you are, what happened, and where you want to go from there. And there's a dove with you for peace, because peace, that energy of peace, really resonates with you, and as opposed to drama, which is the flip side of it. And you have a blue jay with you, which that makes perfect sense to me. It's about knowing the truth through intuition. So good luck with all that, and trust your intuition, Tasha. That's important.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 1111. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, ladies. It's Vicki.
Hello, Vicki. All right, Vicki, your guardian angel is saying that change is just upon you right now, and it's important not to be resistant to change, because it's like letting go of something, and then it's like you're letting go of something and you're letting go of something and a door is closing and another one is opening. You have a zebra working with you, which is about knowing the truth, which is about seeing the big picture, seeing between the lines. Now, one of the things she wants you to know is it's important for you to clear your lines of communication with somebody. Because communication and forgiveness are real key here with you right now. Do you know who she's talking about?
Yes.
Okay. She said it would be best for you to clear those lines and just speak your truth. And it's important for you to let go and either move forward. But speaking your truth is going to help you with this. And remember, as you let go, another door will open. So good luck with that, and thanks for calling into the show. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of your number are 9459. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, ladies. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. Good to hear your voice.
Hi.
Your guardian angel. Your guardian angel is saying that it's to call on Archangel Michael to help you with a situation that you're going through right now, and that is that's all she's saying about that. To call on Archangel Michael to help you with the situation you're going through right now, and she's saying to take extra care of yourself, because you're kind of sensitive to energies that are going on, and she's talking about earth energies. If it doesn't feel good to go out, stay home. If it feels good to go out, trust that too. She's saying to make sure that you pull your energy in when you go out, and just know that if you feel a little emotional, that's a part of what's going on with you, with being sensitive to these energies. Call on her and ask her for a healing. You have a lion with you, and the lion is about feminine power and leadership. And the lion is there to protect you as well. So call on your lion for extra protection. You have a turtle with you to help keep you grounded and in the present moment, because that is the best place to be. Your guardian angel and the turtle are confirming that sometimes you go to the past a little bit, or to the future a little bit, and it's important to stay grounded and in the present moments, because that's where your blessings appear. And you have a lot of fairies around you today, Regina, and they're about bravery and courage. They say they're there with you for that specific reason. So call on them when you need that courage and that bravery to move forward from a situation. And she's also reminding me one more time to say call on Archangel Michael to help you with this situation that you're going through right now.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for following the show.
Thank you.
All right, Charlene. Caller on the line that is ready for a message. The last four digits of your number are 6114. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, girls. This is Becky.
Hello, Becky. Good to hear your voice. All right.
Hey.
Becky, you have a lion work. You have a lion working with you. And the lion is about feminine power, leadership, and assertion. And your guardian angel is saying right now it's very important for you to stay away from negative energies, negative people, because you're going through something, and it's important to focus on prayer and the divine and supportive people that are around you. And remember, what other people are going through, even if they're close to you and it's difficult to watch, they're just on their own path, and there's really not a lot to that you can do for them. And she's your guardian angel. Sometimes you just have to mind your own business, you know. She's not being saying ugly about that. She's just saying that because that's what you've got to do, you know. So her main thing is keep your thoughts positive and God-centered and create your life with your thoughts and your ideas, okay, and your words.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. All right, and you have a good night. Thanks for following the show, Becky.
You too, y'all.
Okay, the last caller on the switchboard before we go to the chat room, the last four digits of your number are 9802. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, it's Neely.
Hi, Neely. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are y'all?
Sounds good. We're doing good over here. It's really hot, but that's part of July.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that is true.
Well, your guardian angel is stepping forward, and her message to you is to have confidence. There is something going on that is shaking your confidence a bit, and she's saying have confidence, and that will bring that peacefulness that you need and the clarity so that as you make choices that's what is best for you in situations, that you'll be able to recognize what is best for you as opposed to what somebody else thinks is best for you. She's also saying that it's important that she's saying that there are those on the other side that are mm-hmm. cheering for you, for your success, for your happiness, for your abundance, for you to succeed as you walk your path, and they just want you to know that. So it's like a hello from heaven from your cheering section. And they're mm-hmm. soul friends of yours that you've met in this life. You have a deer with you for gentleness, and it's important to be gentle with yourself in this next week, the next 7 days is what the deer is saying. Be real gentle with yourself. You have for releasing emotions with your breath and through the water. So whatever that means to you, the dolphin is saying, when you feel over-emotional, breathe. You know, find some water, listen to the water, put your feet in water, and release. And you also have a hawk with you, and the hawk is saying, be aware of your messages that come to you, because sometimes you miss them. And just be aware of your messages so that you can get them, because they're helpful messages for you on your path. So good luck with that, Neely, and thanks so much for following the show.
Thank you. I love following
the show.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for having it. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, we're going to the chat room, and the first chat room guest that is ready for a message is Derek. Okay, Derek. First of all, you have a Black Panther with you, which is about mystery and the unknown, and it's also about protection. Now, and all cat energy is about independence, taking care of yourself, standing on your own two feet.
Now, your guardian angels are saying that it's important that you look at your life and count your blessings and see that all of your needs are being met, because you look at it as if they're not being met, like you're in lack or something. And your guardian angel says that the reason you feel that way is because you're creating it. So to me, it's like when we do this show, the goal is to give you the personal power, peace, and clarity, and remove all that fear, pain, suffering, lack, all these things that make our energies lower. Because your guardian angel says that you're prosperous and abundant, and it's important to really recognize strongly that your beliefs and your thoughts are creating your life, and that to start creating, there's certain areas of your life that you want to shift, but it's important for you to shift your way of thinking about it, and then it will shift, because everything you're seeking in your life is on its way, and you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So that's her message to you, and thanks for following the show, and good night.
Okay. She was just saying good night to Derek, not to everybody on the show. Okay. The next person on the list that's ready for a message is Jennifer. And Jennifer, your guardian angel wants you to know that she is there to help keep you safe. And call on her when you feel a little shaky and insecure with the safety of your, and she says it's energetic safety, feeling like somebody is in your space or dropped off something in your space, or, you know, the safety of your energy field. She said to call on her and she will help you. And she's also saying that it's important that you trust your inner knowledge. And your inner knowledge has several layers to it. There are the things that you've learned physically in this lifetime, and there's your intuition, which is your inner knowledge as well. And she's saying to trust your, the trust and the inner knowledge is, and the intuition is what she wants you to focus on, to trust. And when you get it, it's important that you act, that you take action. If no action is required, then trust that as well. You have a hummingbird with you, and the hummingbird is bringing that high vibrational energy of joy to you and raising your vibration to, for you to feel that joy in your life. And she's also, you also have a blue jay with you, and that's about knowing the truth through intuition. So that goes along with your guardian angel's message of trusting your inner knowledge. So call on your blue jay if you have any question whatsoever. So thank you, Jennifer, for following the show, and I'm handing it back to Charlene.
Okay, next person on the list is Candace. Candace, your message is that your guardian angel says that all is well in your world, to just let go. Just let go, and there's something that your guardian angel says, just please let it go and hand it over to God. And that's just basically, Jean and I do that all the time. If there's something that we can't control that's upset us, it's like I always say, ever how you speak to God, God, God is creator of all, would you please take this burden off of me? And please, please just fix it. Just take it off me so that I'll stop worrying. And that's what they're saying. You have a wise old owl working with you. And the owl does represent wisdom, but also the feminine essence and the feminine power. Now, your guardian angel, she said that she is helping you with a soulmate relationship. So it's important that you know that, and that you are being helped, you're being watched over, and pay attention to big signs around you. They're sending you signs all the time, so that you'll see them. And especially look for numbers that are consecutive. They're always numbers from angels when you see that. So have a good night, and thanks for following the show.
Okay, and the last chat room guest that has been waiting on a message is Lauren. And Lauren, your guardian angel is saying it's important in this next moon phase, which going into the full moon, that you honor how you feel. If you're feeling really, really happy and joyful, allow yourself to feel that and embrace it. If you're feeling a little sad, it is only what you're feeling, and allowing yourself to feel it allows allows it to release from your energy. And she's also saying that there is a door that's going to open that is going to shift your finances in the future. And she's saying be aware that that's coming, and pay attention and stay in the present moment, because it's going to shift your finances in a very positive way. So, and you have a wolf with you, and the wolf is protecting you. It is a very large black wolf, and the wolf is protecting you, protecting your space. And the wolf says to call on him when you need that extra security and protection. And that could be when you're feeling a little low in energy as well. Call on your wolf. And you also have an ant with you, and the ant is about strength and patience. You have a lot of strength, but the ant says sometimes you are not so patient. So call on the ant to bring you that patience and allow that energy to be a blessing to you. So thank you, Lauren, for being in the chat room and following the show. And Charlene, any last words?
I'd just like to thank everyone for following the show. We will continue to post on our website new dates for these shows. We still plan on doing two a month, generally every other week. Occasionally we do have to cancel, but we will get them in as often as we can. And again, we appreciate you following the show. And God bless everyone. And Jean, would you please take us out with a prayer?
I would be honored. Creator of all, I ask that you please bless everyone listening to the New Way Power Hour with peace in their heart, clarity in their mind, and ground them 100% in their personal power as they walk their path. Lead and guide them, protect them, and empower them on all levels of existence, and let thy will be done. Metakwe oyasin. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We, Charlene and I, both value you following the show and joining us, and we hope we send you many blessings and much love. Good night, everyone.
Good night.